Welcome to Fit and Proper. I'm Rhys James.
And I'm Lloyd Griffith.
Each week we delve into the murky world of football club ownership. We're giving control to our famous guests to run their beloved club in their own way.
They can do whatever they like, from changing the manager to moving the stadium closer to their house, sacking the mascot to insisting all their players have blue dreadlocks.
But their decisions will be scrutinised heavily, just like a real owner. Firstly by Lloyd and I, and then our supercomputer, which will analyse the data and decide if they are a fit and proper person to run a football club.
Lloyd, welcome to the podcast.
What do you mean?
Welcoming you to my podcast. Welcome to my podcast. We're here podcast. Again, aren't we, in our padded cell where we record it from?
I like to call it a cinema room.
And it
do you
is
know why I like to call it? Because it is a
cinema room. It's a cinema room, in our agent's office.
Thank you very much to our agents for looking after us, as ever. Why are they getting a shout out?
They shouldn't get a shout out.
If they want to get a shout out, we'll do a host read, thank you.
Today's guest on the podcast is, this is where the podcast branches out, changes itself a little bit.
In what way?
Opens itself up to more guest opportunities.
Go on.
Our guest is not the biggest of football fans.
Is it you?
She is new to football. So it's not like someone, you know, it's not like a legacy fan, you know? Do you remember all that chat of legacy fans during the Super League stuff?
Yes.
Everyone's having a go like, well, this is disrespectful to the legacy fan. There's all that bollocks.
When your team tried to...
So, yeah, well, look, if you get invited to the VIP party and you're not a VIP, you take the invite, all right? Okay. Anya Magliano is the guest.
Yes.
And Anya Magliano...
Yeah, not easy for you to say.
...is a new football fan.
As you keep saying.
And therefore is going to bring some fresh ideas, fresh perspective to the world of football from a modern perspective. We're all fucked because we've been in it for too long.
Too stagnant, our
so
ideas.
So we can't see what you should change and like...
Get rid of studs.
And all of our, like lots of our guests would like to look for nostalgia, don't they? Because they go, oh, it was better when I was younger and my body didn't ache.
Rude Hullet.
Yeah, exactly. Or sort of old school brands, old school logos and stuff like that. Get rid of VAR, all of that sort of stuff. But Anya has only experienced football in a world that is as it is now, with VAR, with all of this modern stuff. It's Anya Magliano.
Thank you.
Joining us this week on Fit and Proper,
yes,
is a comedian, writer, actor. Yeah, actor.
Faster.
Likes to, previously.
Faster.
Intermittent fast, as has been discussed pre-podcast, because it's also the lifestyle you're trying to lead.
Yes, Lloyd. Rhys.
Good God. And it's not going to your head at all. It's not messing you up.
No.
You know your own name.
Yeah, I did say it helps with energy levels and awareness.
And, crucially, a sort of relatively new football fan, I think it's fair to say, comedian Anya Magliano. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Best name on the podcast so far.
Really?
Yeah, and we've had Doc Brown on.
That means a lot to me, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
Who else have you got coming up? Have you got anyone who could knock me off the top?
No. Good. God, no. Not coming up.
We've got a man called Duncan.
No, he's nowhere near. No,
surname is From Blue.
Duncan but, From
no,
Blue.
He's not coming. Oh. We can't get him. We can't make it work.
Can we not?
No, he's not available.
But
Ed
I am.
Gamble. But he's, you know, some people think that's a good name. I think it's a terrible name.
Do you?
But I think the guy sucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he sucks. But the name.
But what a name. But no, there's no other good names, are there? Has there been any? There's nothing that comes close to, because Anya Magliano sounds like a football club owner.
Already.
Do you think that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's really good to hear.
It sounds, so you've already got a lot of authority going into this podcast, I'd say.
Right.
Magliano out. I can hear it now.
Magliano in.
Get the Maglianos out.
I prefer the in one.
I think that the Magliano, I'm going to say family, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Own a couple of football clubs.
They would have an empire, wouldn't they?
Yeah. It's not just one football club by the seaside.
Right.
You've got an absolute plethora of teams.
And there's like a mafia scene.
Oh, 100%.
It's like heavily intertwined with it.
Glad that you said it, not us. We were thinking it.
Yeah.
Didn't want to seem xenophobic.
Yeah.
But here we are.
What does that mean?
I couldn't possibly tell you.
The managers wouldn't ever argue with the owners. That's what you'd get. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Mess with the owners. Just say you've got an illness and just leave.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm really glad that my name carries that reputation. I don't think my personality lives up to that at all.
Maybe that's what. So that sort of level of how jarring that is probably even scarier.
Yeah. Because they're like, she's clearly so terrified of everyone. So something mad must be going on in her
juxtaposition
head.
Of Magliano, the Mafia Maglianos, and you just being like, oh, may I go in there?
It felt like I won that conversation, but at the same time, I'm still scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is really weird. Why did you do that? Can we edit that out? Can we put a different voice? Sort of what we can change that.
Change what?
The voice that you just did there.
No, that was your voice. That was a perfect
That's
impression.
Not my voice. That my is voice is voice. Nice.
Yeah, voice is very nice.
I don't think
best
you
voice
go
on the podcast? Best voice on the podcast.
We've got Ed Gamble coming up. I mean, come on.
The voice
since,
of Kazoo.
Yeah. Since yes, you can.
Okay, but you're a new football fan. That is true.
Yeah, I love playing football. Yeah. That is how I became a football fan, is through playing five-a-side. Mm. And then I was like, oh, I should probably start watching it as well. That might be fun. But I'm finding it way harder to watch it than to play it.
Because it's boring.
Because...
Feel free to... It's a comedy podcast.
We think.
So don't worry about
it doesn't
about
fit
being
in with my lifestyle.
Abused by football fans who listen to this. No one listens to it.
Okay, great.
So you're safe.
Especially
I listened
fans.
To one episode to prepare.
Which one did you listen to?
Guess.
Guest?
Guest.
Oh, guest.
One
Maisie.
Of your guest ones.
Guest.
No.
Chloe.
No. Oh, shit, I should have listened to Chloe.
Yeah, why didn't you listen to Chloe?
Sarah Kiwa.
Sarah Kiwa.
Yeah. Well, that one was wild. She was insane.
Well, Sarah Kiwa's famously wild.
That was nuts.
Name's fine.
Yeah.
Voice is lovely.
Voice, really good voice. Maybe I'll do that accent. Nottingham.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. We'll edit that one out.
We'll put Reese's voice on that.
Yeah.
And then we'll just find another one for that.
So, you support Tottenham Hotspur Football Club, is that correct?
Yeah,
sort of.
What happened was I was enjoying playing it, and then I made the stupid mistake of putting sort of any question about football on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I said something like, whoever takes me to the first football match, I'll support that team.
Oh, I wish
because
I
my local
you.
Team is Wickham Wanderers.
Ooh.
So I was like, I'm not going to support them.
Why?
Because I have like actually no connection. I don't know anyone who supports them.
Do you live in Gerrard's Cross?
No.
Okay.
Near High Wycombe. Mm. But now I live in London. So don't come and find me, listener. And then Stuart Laws.
Yes.
Comedian.
Yeah.
Took me to a Spurs match. And so I was like, I should support Spurs.
No. I did. I will say, I remember replying to this on Twitter and telling Stuart that was abusive. I said it's unfair if you're trying to get into football now to make you be a Spurs fan.
Yeah,
it is. There's oh my god.
I
you could have had it. You could have had the world was at your feet.
Yeah,
you could have had joy, weekly joy.
Who
weekly
do you think
joy.
I should have supported?
Well, anyone else. Literally anyone.
And I'm deeply regretting not saying I don't follow you on Twitter. I'm very sorry. We hadn't met until today.
Yeah,
I would have loved to have seen that tweet, and I would have. Gone.
You'd have had to fucking support Grimsby.
Oh my god, I'd have gone all guns blazing. Yeah, would I'd have you? Got you a kit.
I would have loved that. I would have been so on
mascot
board with that.
For the
yeah.
day. Fish and chips.
I love fish and chips.
I'd have paid for your season ticket.
Really?
Well, yeah.
You're such a generous man.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, it's easy to say this hypothetically after the fact.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you do another tweet next season, after you've realised that Tottenham is the most awful like place to be.
Oh, well, I found it quite hard to stay committed to it because it was so up and down and my life is so unstable as it is that I was like, I can't add in another.
Right, so you're
element.
Looking for a team that offers some stability. Whereas yeah. Spurs is an absolute car crash at the moment.
Oh,
it's,
awful.
It's in disarray.
Yeah.
We've sacked our manager but kept his assistant as the manager and they had never worked separately before.
Oh,
and
God.
We have just had our director of football who makes all of our signings
sacked.
Well, no, he's not been sacked. We've kept him in the role despite the fact he is being tried in court and can no longer make any transfers because he broke the law in Italy.
And that man is Donald Trump.
But if the Magliano's Ooh. Come in, maybe they can,
hey,
the,
we know Italy. We know Italy.
I just think that
put some pressure on the cops.
If you want to support a team, I think Spurs is probably one of the worst teams to support now. Like,
right.
It's a bad moment to start supporting Spurs, yeah.
Whereas Arsenal, great team to start supporting.
Okay, let's not, come on.
Fulham, Brighton.
That's what you want. Brighton. You want Fulham. You wanted Fulham.
Fulham or Brighton, that'd have been lovely.
So do you have, Anya, concerns mm-hmm. with the game of football? Because it's hard to commit, you find it hard to commit. So is it because you find it a bit boring or just...
When I watch it, I get really, really gripped. It's like the process of getting to watching it
right.
that doesn't really happen. Like whenever there's been any sort of like the Euros or the World Cup, if I'm like there, I will be like so into it. I will be like as horrible to be around as everyone else there. Like I will like fully go.
And what do you do? Are you shouting at the players and stuff?
I'm stamping around. Yeah,
stamping around.
Stamping around.
Just around like a toddler.
Yeah. I'm stamping around. I'm shouting. I'm getting annoyed.
What sort of stuff are you shouting? What would be your go-to? Have you got a go-to that you shout? Are you someone who shouts, ref? Or you shout, fucking pass it?
I was awful to the goalkeeper at Crawley the other night.
What did you do to him or her?
It was him. And I just he was wearing a fluorescent yellow top.
So not his choice, to be fair.
No, absolutely not. So I just started shouting, you're just a steward with gloves on, steward with gloves on, you're just a steward with gloves on, which got a laugh.
That is funny.
But he didn't like it.
And then he was wearing number 44. I was like, oh God, number 44, mate. That's pretty degrading. Even the kit man's 42. Another laugh, do you know what I mean? And then...
Did you have a microphone?
No, I took a megaphone.
Oh, right, okay.
Hang on.
Yes, breaking news just reaching us now, and that is that Anya Magliano is now the new owner of Tottenham Hotspur. We'll try and get you more details on the deal as they develop, but just to confirm, Anya Magliano is the new owner of Tottenham Hotspur.
Wow. Congrats. I mean, you've only been to one game.
Yeah.
And now you're the owner of Spurs.
It's great news for me. How? And for everyone.
I'm buzzing for you.
Just because I'm very interested from a personal perspective. How much did Daniel Levy charge you? Actually, it's not him. It's Joe Lewis. But how much did they charge you to buy Spurs?
I inherited it.
Wow.
In the will.
Oh, RIP Joe Lewis?
Yeah.
And so it was left to you by the Spurs owners?
Yeah.
And what connection do you have to the Spurs owners that they would...
I actually don't. I didn't know. But I think maybe they saw me at that one game and they thought, she's got it.
We've seen the safe pair of hands.
Yeah.
And it's that lady over there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you inherited it.
Yes.
And now are you sole owner, 100% owner of Spurs?
Yeah.
So you could do anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do first?
Okay. Well, my thoughts about this were like, what I like about football is to do with like the community vibe.
Mm.
Yes. And I also like gossip as well. So like all my ideas are like grounded in trying to bring those two things to be at the forefront of the Spurs club.
Great.
Yeah.
So my first thing would be all the players would have to be related to one another.
Okay. Family club.
Yeah. You're looking at me like that's mad.
It's going to be quite hard. I think it's going to be quite hard to organise.
So what I would do is probably... Don't worry, I've thought it through. Okay. What I would do is probably pick one of the players now and say the rest of your family has to play.
Right,
okay. So who would you... If you're picking one of the players now, is there...
Son.
It'd be Son.
Yeah, I like him. He has a great Instagram presence.
Yeah, he does.
Great.
And a charming smile.
It's a charming smile.
Yeah.
And just friendly.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, Harry Kane gone because he's not part of Son's family. Right. So Son's whole family, we're talking elderly relatives?
Yeah. There has to be someone from each generation on the pitch at all times.
Sorry, so it has to span 11 generations?
Yeah.
But there has to be a representative from each generation.
So
each living generation. Yeah. So that, yeah, right.
Four
so
generations.
It could be four generations, but there just has to be one from each living
11 if pos, but yeah.
11 generations.
We could go to four.
Hey, every son, living generation must be represented. So you could have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
If someone has a baby and that's a new generation.
Yeah. That can go on there. Pitch. Yeah, my original thought was like, I think it would be better if it included both teams, which was that there has to be one person of every age on the pitch.
Yeah.
What do you mean of every age?
How many players are on the pitch again?
11 per team.
Right, there's so more than 11 ages, head, famously. In my head, I thought it would be like 20 per team, and then you could have a span of 40 ages.
Well, yeah, there's 20 in a squad.
There we go.
Okay, we've
right.
Sort of
so, but, oh, right. So each, so per match, they have to organise amongst themselves. Well, we're having the 18-year-old. You can have the 45-year-old.
Yeah. I think this is quite a bad idea, actually.
I don't know that it's a great idea. It's quite hard to organise.
Yeah,
I quite like the idea that maybe not all just related from one person, but you know, like famously, there have been brothers that play football, the Nevilles, the Brazilian lads from Man United.
Let me check.
Tracy Neville, very famous netballer.
There's definitely been relatives who play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's ever been an entire family in a team.
Yeah, that's maybe what's missing.
That's probably what's missing. Oh, let me ask you this. It does connect to community.
Mm-hmm.
Although, does it? Is there an argument that it's the opposite of community because you're not branching out and meeting close people shop. And making friends? It's a closed shop. So it's kind of the opposite of going like, no, this is one family, everyone fuck off.
But people like watching stuff with one family in it.
Right.
Yeah, like the TV shows. Waltons.
Yeah.
The Cosby Show.
Do you remember that? Could just stick with the Waltons if you want.
Yeah, the Modern Family.
Yeah. Succession.
Okay. Outnumbered.
Succession. Yeah.
Outnumbered.
Outnumbered.
So this would be that, but for the pitch.
So and Hugh Dennis in goal.
Yeah.
Karen up top.
Is he related to Son?
Imagine if we found out Hugh Dennis is related to Son all
Hugh,
this time.
Hugh Son?
So let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Sure, we could make a case that it connects to community. How does it connect to gossip?
That will come later.
Okay,
that's
right.
Gonna
so this
come,
is the
that's
gossip
gonna have
is
to
not
come
part
later.
Of this.
This is more like the founding, my founding principle of the club is that it's one family, of all generations.
Yeah. And that's the, but that's just the playing staff. What about the rest of the staff of the club, like the manager, for example? Is that like the dad of the family?
The manager, I was thinking, would either be like a grandma.
Yeah.
Or like Jesse Armstrong.
Right, so you're just thinking full Succession. You're just going, you are just, this is all just based on Succession.
Yeah, I watched Succession this week and I was all thinking about it.
Okay, so Jesse Armstrong.
Because he's so good at creating like drama and like, and family drama. And
so he'll narrate.
Yeah, and he could maybe create like interesting playing techniques that actually bring more drama to the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And would he have a sort of his writing team with him? Lucy Prebble, is she on the staff?
She's on the staff.
There's lots of those writers are there. But, Succession isn't, the drama isn't just one family. The centre of the story is one family.
Mm.
But there are outsiders.
Yeah.
What about spouses?
Yeah, so the spouses and the cousins could work in the stadium.
Okay. So they're like potentially on the medical team or
social media
in the catering.
Yeah, social media, social catering, media, medical team.
Gossip as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what
yeah.
about all of like Logan Roy's staff, like Jerry and people like that and his assistants and stuff? Do you have equivalents of that? Or is that you?
Maybe that's me. Yeah, that's me.
That's you. Guys. So you sort of
you're Logan Roy.
I'm at the top. Everyone's terrified of me. I'm very nervous person.
Which goes back to our very initial start of the Magnano at the head.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So if you're making a substitution at any point,
mm-hmm.
it has to be like for like. So basically, if you're taking off one from one generation, someone from the same generation has to go
on. There just has to be someone from that generation on the pitch at any one point.
Yeah,
so
you could have multiple people.
As long as you've got another one on there.
Yeah,
so as long as
yeah.
you've got like a 90, as long as you've got like someone from the, well, I guess it's zero to, well, generation, what, is 32 years? The lifespan of Jesus Christ, I do believe. That is what a generation is.
Is it?
Is it really?
Yeah.
What?
Do you know, like, yeah, from generation to generation, yeah.
Sorry,
oh,
is
mate,
that,
you're talking to church boy.
Is that
like, yeah.
can't be what generation's based on?
Oh, yeah,
what generation's based on?
It's 33 years. It's
is it a span of 33 years?
It's
I
the lifespan
it was
of
like,
Jesus Christ.
10 years.
No, Nicole's about
not
to
10 years.
Confirm this, I think.
It's 20 to 30 years.
It's definitely
to
sorry.
Nicole
it's definitely
Google.
It's right. Generation.
I don't think like if you were to look at the years of birth for millennials, for example, it's 33 years, or is it?
Well, interpretations of this generation in Matthew 23:34, the generation refers to Jesus' contemporaries. Okay, yeah, so maybe. So I might have been told this, but the way in which I told it, you really bought it.
This is a bit too inside Bible for me.
I don't care what that means.
No.
But I think, I think it's maybe 20 to 30. So, but I got told it was
you
33
years.
33
for Jesus.
That might have been
church boy.
That might have been
still
Mrs.
holding on to. All
yeah.
Oh, I love holding on to church stuff. That might have been Mrs. Butler who told me that my generation is 33 years as a life of Christ. She's Belgian.
So you're not committed
Belgium.
To that.
No, I want to go with
years.
That. I want to go with that. I want to go with the
so
Jesus.
So 0 to 33, 33 to 66, 66 plus
99.
66 plus, couldn't do the maths.
Well, no, but obviously I don't know when people are going to die.
No,
they have to stay. They have to stay.
If you have a 100-year-old, they're mm-hmm. in their own generation and they have to be on the pitch at all times.
Yeah, they're in
you're
goal.
You're not allowing them to rest. Yeah. At no point is this 100-year-old allowed to rest and get subbed off because you won't have another one to replace them.
You would watch this, wouldn't you?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I'd watch it, yeah.
Like a Japanese game show.
Yeah.
I'm all over that. Do you think there are any 100-year-olds playing football right now?
No.
Not right now, but in you don't?
No. Okay. Not professionally.
Not professionally, obviously not. No.
I don't think there's any non-year-olds either, which would also be in it as soon as anyone gives birth.
Are you keeping the name Tottenham Hotspur?
Yeah.
You are? That's staying? Yeah. Is there any...
And the nickname Spurs?
The nickname is going to be Home.
Home.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it feels like a family.
So it's family vibe.
Oh, I also quite like that because then it throws up a little bit of jeopardy. Who you got this weekend? Home. Yeah, but who have you got? Home.
Home away.
Away.
We've
what?
Got home away.
Home and away. What? We're playing home, home. What?
So the badge of Spurs right now is a cockerel.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really represent a sort of family vibe to me or a gossip vibe.
Yeah, no,
you've never had cocker van then, have you? Around a table with a lovely family.
So are you... with a lovely family, not even with my own family, with just a lovely family.
I don't think I've ever eaten cocker van with my family.
But you've had it with a lovely family.
I've had it with a lovely family. I've had it with the Lewises. Shout out to the Lewises.
Who are they?
They're the people who own Spurs who you inherited it from.
Oh, actually, they're not. I'm all about my mate, Simon.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry, right. Okay. So what are you changing the badge to then so that it makes more sense for this image you're going for?
How would you like represent a hug?
Oh,
Or like, maybe like a...
Maybe two people hugging.
Oh, yeah. Maybe two people hugging. That's quite nice.
Two people hugging.
Okay.
It's going to be your badge.
Or a gun.
A gun?
You seem to think the hugging was lame.
Well, yeah, but sorry. There's a middle ground between hugging and gun.
Is there?
You went very Magliano.
Instantly. Oh, yeah. That would give you the Magliano vibe, I suppose.
But maybe that would be good to have a gun just to like remind people.
That is
people.
The logo of your fiercest rivals, Arsenal.
Is it?
It's a cannon.
Fuck, I know nothing about football. Sorry. Sorry about this.
It doesn't matter because all he talks about is just crying with his mates half time.
So, gun would actually be good for Spurs as long as it's like next to an emoji of a head.
I don't want emojis on my kit.
Fine. I think,
I'm not a millennial.
What about a house? You said your nickname is home. Like, it could be like a child's drawing of a house.
Yeah, it could be a child's drawing of a house. My other thought was like someone going like shh on their mouth.
Oh, I like that.
Interesting. Why that?
Shut up.
Yeah. I thought it's like a little bit secretive. It's like a little bit mysterious.
Oh, right. Going down that angle. Not like shushing the opponent as in...
That's where I went.
Sit down, shut up. More like a... Don't tell anyone.
It's a bit of both.
More
it's,
like
it's
incognito
straddles
mode.
The two. Yeah.
Vibe.
It's a bit like...
Vibe. Keep it in the family.
Keep it in the family.
This is so much more mafia than you think it is, by the way.
Oh, also, my God. I didn't even realise.
Full mafia with a family
When you
club,
said keep it in the family.
A logo that's keep it in the fucking family.
I just felt that sounds horrible.
Essentially, snitches get stitches.
Sounds
your...
sexual, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it sounds horrible. Like,
yeah, if you're a fucking pervert.
Which I'm not.
I am.
Wow, the panic in your eyes.
I'm not.
Good God.
I'm the kind of guy who eats cocker van with a lovely family. I'm not a pervert.
Keep that in. Okay, if you got shush. That would be the episode title.
Keep that in.
So the shush logo.
Yep.
Sponsor, kit sponsor.
Oh, so the kit is all going to be knitted by a grandma.
Lovely.
Cool. Son's grandma.
Yeah. I hope she's into knitting.
Mm,
she's got
not,
a big job on her hands.
I hope she's still alive.
I hope she's still alive as well, actually.
Yeah.
And I thought it could all... So it would all be knitted, like top and bottom.
Oh, great.
Like maybe even crocheted.
Crochet, yeah.
Would it be separate pieces or a one piece that you've got to get into?
One piece.
It'd be a one piece.
It's going to be a one piece. Because that's easier for her.
That was something that Reese definitely wanted to happen there, the way you went, is it a one piece?
Yeah,
it was
Can
easier.
I buy it from the club shop?
It's easier to knit, and I do think it sets you apart.
Yeah.
It sets you apart as a club. I mean, the knitted sets you apart as well, but it sets you further apart. Harder to get into.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, how would you
get out of?
How do you get into it?
I don't... You tell me.
I'm not his grandma.
Well, you're insisting.
Okay, I have to design it. Maybe you get in from the top.
Wow.
Does it stretch?
I think famously, wool doesn't stretch.
Yeah.
And does it not?
Well, I don't think it comes back. No, I think
you need? Like, you need like a zip in the back.
Can I make a suggestion as someone? I think you should have knitted top and separate bottoms, but with elastic, like with a drawstring on the I think
stick with the one piece. Who are you going to choose?
Okay.
This is horrible.
I'm a man of girth size. I think I'd if I were to support home, I'd struggle to get into a one piece knitted number.
Well, I've got a new idea.
Okay, here we go.
Three piece.
Ooh.
What's the third piece?
Hat.
Waistcoat.
It's the middle section.
Like a boob tube, but a belly tube.
Yeah.
Yeah, love it.
What?
Love it.
Like a cummerbund.
Yeah.
Cummerbund. And actually, you can change those colours.
Yeah.
Home and away.
So what colour is the knitted kit?
Or home and home.
What colour's the Spurs kit?
You tell me.
Blue.
You're the owner.
Is it blue? Yellow and white. And red.
Just white.
A
home kit.
It's just white. Yeah.
It's just
home
white.
Kit is white.
White.
That's what I said.
Navy comes into the equation.
I said that.
And away kits have been a mix of all sorts of stuff.
Yellow, for example.
Yes. Purple in the past. Mm-hmm. I think bring back purple kits. I love a purple kit.
You've mint green every now and then.
Navy blue and chocolate brown 1 year.
Mm.
What year was that?
Really weird. And like a sort of dark teal once.
Was that Pony year?
No, it was quite recently chocolate brown. Harry Kane played in it. It was a bad kit. So what are you doing sponsor-wise in terms of the branding of it? Are you having a brand, like, you know, a kit
Groupon.
Will be... It will be Groupon. And what about the sponsor across the middle? So it will be Tottenham Ones in the Park. Currently it's AIA.
Who's that?
I think it's some sort of insurance company or something like that.
In get them out.
Holston Beer.
Hewlett and Packard. Pony.
Pony was the kit maker.
Thompson.
Thompson Holidays.
Oh, no, they're Pony across the top, middle.
Thompson Holidays was a good one.
Maybe it
Mansion
should
Casinos.
Be...
Oh, Mansion Casinos.
Maybe it should be like something sort of harking towards the mafia angle to like keep all the other players like remembering.
Smith & Wesson.
Who's that?
A gun make, I think. I'm not sure if it was Wesson or Western, so I was hoping we'd...
Or like a horse's head.
Oh, just a horse's head.
Sponsored by
Bank?
The horse's head. Yeah. But
Lloyd's
the,
Bank, but
just
the head. Just the head.
Yeah.
Great shout. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Just to strike fear. And that's on a knitted three-piece kit. Just to make everyone very intimidated. Knitted by a grandma.
Yeah.
Just a little reminder in there.
Yeah.
You've already got the logo. Yeah.
It's very intimidating.
The kits are made by Groupon.
Because you'd see these people coming and you think these people are unhinged.
Yeah.
Can I say something? I don't think home is where the heart is.
Oh.
Is that going to be your... You need a sort of slogan, actually.
Motto, I think it's called.
Motto, yeah.
You need a slogan.
You need a club slogan.
No fear over here.
Home is where the heart is, and I like to keep it in the family as well.
Yeah, keep it in the family. I do like keeping it in the family, but
it is a bit sexual.
Right now, it's to dare is to do, is the current Tottenham.
That's out.
It's order est facere.
Is that in Latin?
Yeah.
Keep it in the family.
I think keep it in the family.
Do you think... What was the other one you said? Home is where the heart is.
Home isn't where the heart is.
Home isn't where the heart is. But I just think that was just me riffing, really. But I quite like keeping the family because it's very much like there's so many, like the outfits are being knitted outfits. The kits are being knitted by Son's grandma.
Mm.
You know, it's a family affair.
Yeah.
It's called home. Mm-hmm. You're called home.
Mm.
I just think that keep it in the family is, and it's quite, you're, you know, quite mafioso.
Maybe have it in Italian instead of in Latin.
Oh, yeah, I can do great. That. I've got Google Translate.
Yes, please. And can you make it say it out loud?
Yeah, 1 second.
Tenerlo in famiglia.
That's kind of what I said.
That's not actually a million miles away.
What was the first
guess.
Word?
Tenerlo in famiglia.
Tenerlo in famiglia.
Tenerlo.
Tenerlo. Tenerlo in famiglia.
That's such a good slogan.
Tenerlo in famiglia.
Tottenham Hotspur, home. Tenerlo in familia.
I'm just going to tell you what...
It's semi-threatening, I'd say.
I'm going to tell you what home is where the heart is.
Mm-hmm.
La casa è dove si trova il cuore.
Nah.
It's a bit too long.
Yeah.
That could be a chant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Home isn't where the family is.
No.
No, it's home.
Not family. Yeah. You're mixing your...
And I want
slogan.
It in Italian.
Oh, I've got a bit of sideways baseball here, haven't I?
What's the situation? Are you keeping an Italian theme with the in-stadium catering?
Oh.
The in-stadium catering is a meal that happens before every game.
So at a certain time.
Yeah,
so
everyone
dines.
Has to sit down. Everyone has to dine together. And I thought maybe the tables could go around the edge of the stadium or across the pitch.
This is
sure.
Very Oxbridge College, Great Hall.
Mm, but also big Italian family supper.
It's very Italian.
Yeah.
And what is it? What's the food going to be?
Home cooked by grandma. She's a busy lady.
God. I'm now getting like the you know, like the grandma from the Dolmio adverts.
Yeah. I'm sort of imagining my grandma, but I need to imagine Son's grandma.
Grandma.
Yeah. My grandma's dead.
but home. So she doesn't have to be on the pitch.
She doesn't have
There's
to be
one
on the
generation
pitch.
You don't have to worry about. Yeah. So it's home cooked for the entire, this capacity
lasagna.
Of the Spurs Stadium is 60,000 plus.
Yeah. Lasagna.
Lasagna.
It's lasagna every game.
That's what you've done there is a very funny little bit. So there's a big thing called Lasagna Gate.
This is true.
On this podcast?
No, just in the world.
Which you won't know about. Fuck.
What?
Yeah, it's a shame. That would, it would, you know what? You're turning the club into a laughing stock, aren't you, frankly?
He's fuming. So there's a situation where basically, do you want to tell it? Because you...
Tottenham basically didn't have to do much on the last day of the season to qualify for the Champions League above their fiercest rivals, Arsenal.
This is so good.
And then before this game against West Ham, I think if memory serves, we only had to draw. Spurs were, all the players had food poisoning the day of the game, tried to get it cancelled, and they got food poisoning because of a lasagna eating at a hotel the night before.
So good.
Known as Lasagna Gate, all the players were completely washed out. They had diarrhea, and we lost the game, and we therefore didn't qualify for the Champions League. We ended up finishing fifth in the table instead of fourth.
You'll
and
have
it's known forever as Lasagna Gate. There was all these, it was in the early days of even the concept of a meme when they would be sent round on text, really.
Rather
than the internet, and it would be pictures of like Arsene Wenger, the Arsenal manager, as a chef,
right,
sort of like smiling menacingly, like ha ha ha,
cooking
ha,
a lasagna.
Poisoned them. Okay. And if you're going to make every fan eat lasagna before every game,
I love
you're
it.
Really leaning into the misery community.
No,
I currently
but is it
exist
not
in.
Reclaiming it?
Right. So you think it's like it's like reclaiming a slur, where you go like we can take ownership of this. That's...
I didn't say the slur.
Yeah, I think
thing.
You did.
That
I think
what you're
getting
said.
At it.
No, I was thinking about how at the end of the film 8 Mile, he does like a rap about his flaws.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that film, but I think that's what
happens. Ooh,
you haven't seen anything.
Does he not mention Mum's spaghetti?
Yes, he does say
Nonna's
vomit on his sweater already. Mum's spaghetti, yeah.
And what on a sweater?
Yeah,
knitted sweater.
Yeah.
Ooh, that could be the theme song.
This could
this
be the theme song.
His,
that's
come
in.
Round.
Yeah, that's in the that is in the theme song to 8 Mile, Lose Yourself, which he doesn't do in 8 Mile. He just does do a rap where he's like. He says all the things that his opponent could possibly say about him, and then it's like, now you go.
That's what I want Spurs to do at the start of every game.
After the meal.
After the meal.
It's to eat a lasagna, so to just be like, whatever.
Yeah, so to be like, look, we can eat lasagna nowadays.
This is so good. Also,
so now you can't even, if you say like lasagna to a Spurs fan, they're just like, yeah, delicious.
What yeah, it's actually nice. That's what they'll say.
Yeah, it's actually nice.
Will you have gluten-free lasagna sheets?
Yeah, and
I'm
vegan.
In. I'm in. I mean,
there'll be a vegan option.
There'll
I,
be a vegan
I had
option.
A vegan pie the other night.
Congratulations.
Really no, I really enjoyed it. And a sausage roll.
So just, what about drinks?
Squash. I haven't thought about drinks.
Squash.
Squash.
Lovely bit of squash.
There'll be beer, of course, but also maybe nice red wine.
Lovely red wine.
Mm. A lovely red wine.
Italian
and
red.
And again, all provided.
Lambrusco.
By Son's grandma.
Yes.
That famous South Korean red wine. I've heard of New World, but
do
I haven't
they have
heard
any
of...
Italian members, Spurs?
Italian got... players? Yeah. Our recently sacked manager was Italian.
Could his would his family want to join in, do you think?
Maybe.
Well, I think they have to. It's part of the contract. It's a family
back,
affair, isn't it?
Get his whole family involved. His issue was really with the owners of our club. He didn't really like the way business was done.
Oh, he'd love me.
So they had a bad relationship because he felt like he was being controlled by them. But with you in charge, you're scared of everyone.
Yeah.
So if he says, I want to do it this way, you're like, fine.
I'd be like, absolutely. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, club mascot.
Oh, I've drawn you a picture.
Oh,
have you drawn
my
a picture?
God,
it's a podcast. Are you aware
brilliant.
It's a podcast?
Yes, no, but I thought maybe you could describe it.
This is beautiful. We've had people that have brought in notes before. We've had no one that's come in
this
and drawn
no
something. So I just want to say, on behalf of me and Rhys and the whole production team, all 35 of us, thank you for this.
Wait until you see the picture.
Yeah, we can edit that out. That
oh
is,
my God.
Fuck me, that is harrowing.
It's one of the most fucked up things I've ever
that
seen in my life.
Absolutely. Can you just do the,
what
can
is
you
it?
Press the screen again? Because it's got a bit dark. Oh my.
What
sweet.
The fuck is it meant to be?
Can
what,
I just
wait,
say,
there's an arrow at the bottom that says something. What does it say?
500 meters.
500 meters. So it's a 500 meter tall mascot.
I was actually thinking it floats 500 meters off the ground.
Oh right, okay.
But it's also pretty big.
And it's, what is it?
It's sort of like a floating
ghoul. Yeah. There's a little
it's
bit
quite
of
striped.
It.
Why is it so stripy?
I thought. I tried to make it look like the Tottenham kit.
Right, and it looks, I'd say, exactly like the Newcastle kit. Just for the benefit of the listener, it's just like a black and white striped
Well, it looks more like the referee from Gladiators, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's kind
Footlocker.
Of a...
It's a Footlocker employee floating in the air.
It looks like Noel Fielding's just got a job at Footlocker, quite honestly.
I thought this would be the gossip monger. So this like floats around spreading the gossip, yeah.
I love that.
What's the gossip?
So the gossip is like to do with the personal lives of everyone at the stadium.
I love this.
All the players, all the people.
Off the back of the
fans as well, or just the players. So it's like family gossip.
Yeah, it can be family gossip, but maybe it could be the fans as well.
It's weird though, because apparently they've got to keep it in the family.
Yeah.
So your logo is shush, but your mascot is spreading gossip.
Yeah, that's what gossip is all about.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
And this is classic Jesse Armstrong drama.
Yeah.
This is exactly the sort of drama Jesse would have created.
But you tell something.
Do you want to see it again?
you'll have to send that to us if that's okay. We'll put that on the thread of the link, and just to really shit people up before they go to bed, like me watching.
Yeah, it's not ideal. That it's not ideal to look at that.
Yes, I quite like it though.
Thank you.
Who's gonna make it? Wait, hang on.
It's a thing that exists.
So is it? Are you saying that it's a real sort of mythical thing that does exist, and it's an actual genuine floating ghoul, or is it
Or is it this drawing?
Is it a costume made to look like that drawing that's on wires and there's a person in it?
It's a costume.
And there's someone in it, like a normal mascot.
Yeah.
But then they like get just zip wired around, basically, with invisibles.
And then they get lowered into certain sections of the audience. And when they go in...
What? Audience.
And what sort of audience?
Crowd. Audience is fine. Audience.
Are they still doing it in the interval or half time? Are they... what sort of gossip are they saying?
Have you heard about James's new girlfriend?
Yeah.
For example.
So not the hottest of gossip, just normal.
That you don't know. That could be really
hot
gossip.
What are you
on about? James's new girlfriend. Who's James?
What gossip have you got?
What's your surname?
Who's
your surname?
Yeah, it's about you.
Yeah, James. Exactly. You don't even
know
it's about
you. That represents me. That's a gossip about me in the stadium.
That could be about you, yeah. And for example.
Apologies. James's new girlfriend.
Apologies to your old girlfriend.
Who do you mean? But they would say James. Do you mean Reese James?
No, yeah, they've got. Everyone knows Reece James as the footballer, not the comedian.
Right, so I'm now known as just James.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not less confusing.
Not the band. Sit down.
I love that band.
Ask me how many times I've seen that band live.
How many times have you seen that band live?
Twice.
Oh, exactly. I think it was three times. Such a good setup for you to say no times. Don't like them.
I love them.
Okay, I think we've got basically all the information we need.
I've got some more ideas.
Okay, great. Hit us.
ABBA Voyage happening at the back of the pitch. Graveyard.
What?
Just the word graveyard. I wrote that under hospitality.
So you can get buried.
So like the families can get buried in the stadium.
In the stadium, under the pitch.
Yeah.
That is lovely.
All right.
Not just red and yellow cards.
Oh, right. So you're changing the whole rules of football.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Some other colours.
Like what?
The rainbow.
Yeah.
And what does that represent when the ref holds that up?
No, he would hold up one other colour from the rainbow. Green.
Yeah. Right, so not a rainbow-coloured card.
Yeah.
So if he held up green, it means carry on, you're doing great.
Yeah.
That's just like, he blows his whistle to go, green, great bit of football that.
Good passage of play. Well done.
Yeah,
well
that
done.
Would be nice. Because then people wouldn't get so like angry when the cards come out.
Because you don't know if it's going to be just like a good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there could be rewards with the cards as well then to make it more game showy. So you don't know if it's going to be like, you can have a 12th player for a bit.
Yeah. That's a nice idea.
Little game show.
Or extra portion of lasagna.
Yeah. Exactly.
Are there any rules that you're implementing at the club at all?
I mean, there's quite a lot.
There are actually there. Quite a lot there rules, are yeah. a lot of rules already.
Every player has to have a backup career.
That is
great
something
advice.
That I am absolutely on board
great
with.
Bit of
you
advice.
Don't want anyone getting injured. And this would apply even if it wasn't the whole family on the pitch. I would add this now. I think they should all have a backup because you don't want them to get injured and then be sad.
Well, that is in place. The PFA, Professional Footballers Association, do help footballers with a kind of a side career, as it were.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it is because
you used to have to do exams and stuff, didn't you? You have to do qualification, like actual qualifications, while you're being a footballer.
No, not to be a footballer.
You could just a footballer. Clubs used to make you like get GCSEs and stuff, didn't they? Do they still do that?
Yeah, a friend of mine became a web designer in the early 2000s.
It's basically like prison. You come out with all these mad qualifications as well.
Yeah.
that you're never going to use all of.
Gary Croft, who you've met, ex Grimsby Town player, now an estate agent.
Fantastic.
Okay, so you're saying like they need to have qualified in other fields.
Cyber.
just in case.
Yeah.
Retrain in cyber, just in case.
Coda.
Coda. Costa.
Costa.
Wherever.
Cement mixing.
Cement mixing. It only begins with C. Yeah. All of these. Cool. All of these. Yeah. Just, that's the industry. Yeah.
Okay. Cremation.
Catering.
Catering.
Mm. Cockfighting.
Cockfighting. Yeah.
Cockfighting. You're gonna go with cockfighting, aren't you? With your vegan menu. And a team with a cockerel as a fucking.
Have you not heard of vegan cocks?
Okay, well,
Coco Van,
Coco Van with a lovely family.
The supercomputer basically makes the decision as to whether you're fit and proper. Obviously, what it will do is throw up suggestions, scenarios that you have to answer in order to see how you react to being an owner, to see if you are in fact fit and proper. And the supercomputer has just thrown up this situation.
Whilst giving your friends a midnight tour of the stadium, which is your right as owner, you realise that the groundsmen and women are using the ultra-bright grow lights, not to revitalise the pitch, but actually to grow marijuana, and have been for the last 4 years. Marijuana.
No, but can you say that properly?
Cannabis.
Marijuana.
You question them on it, and it turns out they actually make £2 million a week growing cannabis and selling
fantastic.
It to fans. Do you dob them in and ruin the reputation of the club? Or do you turn a blind eye and ask for a 50% cut, including backdated takings to help with the club revenue?
Oh, the second one, for sure.
You just take a cut.
Yeah.
Even though if it gets out and it turns out you're involved.
Nothing is going to get out because of the mafia link.
And oh my God.
Because your logo
is a
shh. And keep it in the family.
Keep yeah, it in yeah, the family. Yeah, 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 yeah. There's going to be so much going on in that stadium that is illegal. There's going to be so much illegal activity.
I
itched
the back of my head there because I got scared. Every now and then I get scared. I itched the back of my head or I flick my ears and I just got a little bit scared. And I was like,
so much illegal activity.
And if someone like walks into the wrong room and sees something that they shouldn't have seen, and you just, the last thing you see is just like Son's grandma, and then you don't remember anything because you're dead.
Wow.
Yeah, I suppose you wouldn't do anything because not only have they got the Shush logo, they've got a decapitated horse.
On their midriff.
On the midriff as well. Covered by the cummerbund, but you can just reveal it.
Constant reminder.
This will be you.
Constant reminder.
Yeah, fair enough. You've absolutely covered your back with the mafia stuff.
There's like so much family, but there's like always that air of like threat and tension, which is life, really.
Yeah. I guess
so.
So
you're selling drugs and is, of course, an ancient burial ground as well, the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Is it?
Yeah, I thought you said you could have.
Oh, not ancient.
Well, it depends how
after a while.
I mean,
okay, fine. After a while, it's an ancient burial ground.
Sorry, is the fourth generation the 100-year-old, not ancient? You tell me. No, I guess.
Okay, fine. Yeah, it's ancient burial ground.
Okay, right. We've got all the information we need, I think. Yep. The data will be entered into the supercomputer and we will analyse whether or not you're a fit and proper person to run my beloved football club, Tottenham Hotspur.
I'd rather you read it. I haven't got my glasses with me today, if that's right.
It says, and it's nervous.
Oh,
you
no.
You can tell the computer's nervous.
It's shaking. We've never seen the computer shake before.
It says, I didn't see nothing, fit and proper.
What does that mean?
It means you are fit and
you're
proper.
Fit and
okay,
proper.
Great.
Yeah.
That's means good news.
Didn't see nothing, not snitching.
Yeah.
Very scared
of
you.
Oh, yeah.
Also, weirdly,
yeah.
This has never happened. The supercomputer's just turned itself off.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't want anything
just,
to do with it.
It's just left.
No more entry into the conversation.
Yeah,
done with it, thank you.
I've never seen it off.
Just obviously heard about the logo, the horse's head thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of was threatened by the fact you said there's going to be loads of illegal activity, but then you did not elaborate on what that would be. So it's just like that. It could be all sorts of stuff.
I can't wait to come down to see home.
Yeah.
I'll keep it in the family. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I love lasagna, famously. And there's gluten-free sheets. So
there's gluten-free sheets.
I'm count me in. I'm pumped. Reese, you happy about your football club?
Anything would be an improvement at the moment. So
no, say something nice.
That misery community that I've got, it'll be interesting to see how we feel after a lovely bit
full
of lasagna
meal together,
before
yeah.
Andy, thank you very much for talking us through your plans. We've loved it.
Good luck.
Very, very good episode.
There we go. I like the new perspective.
And also, like, someone coming without those archaic views.
An accidental choice of lasagna is a disgrace.
That was so funny. The fact that you didn't pick up on it, I was like, look at you going, is he going to mention
it? I was too
itchy.
You know what? In that moment, I was too into the mafia aspect and the Italian aspect of things that it made perfect sense to be lasagna. And also, I've kind of done a lot of work in therapy to repress lasagna as a trigger word for myself. So you did bring up a lot of old, you raked up a lot of old graves, actually.
Raked up a lot of old gravy.
But it doesn't work.
It does work.
There's gravy in it.
There's gravy in lasagna. Like Italian gravy.
You are the most northern man in the world. Pop gravy in it. I know it's a lasagna.
I love gravy.
Gravy in it.
Do you know, I
know it's a Victoria sponge. Get a bit of Bisto on there.
I had some chips, cheese and gravy on tour that I still think about maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks later after that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Ketchup as well. Ketchup in the gravy.
Oh, my God. This is awful stuff. This is absolutely dreadful. You never get this past.
But a very, very good episode. Grandma. I can't stop thinking about crocheted and knitted outfits. Just seeing Heung-min Song wearing knitted top.
Yeah, but it would be popular because he's got absolute drip. His fashion is very popular.
He's got absolute what, sorry?
He's got drip.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
It's
a word that us young people like to use.
Okay, cool.
And look, I'm sure you'll get there eventually. You'll figure out what it means.
It was a very good episode. Anya is my new best friend.
And if you want to go see Anya, she's doing an Edinburgh show at the Pleasance at 4:35 every day called I Can't Believe You've
it's
Done
not butter.
This.
Okay, I can't believe you've done this.
Can't believe you've done this.
In a venue that I did in my second or third year, I think.
Great comedian, very funny comedian. Go and check out that show. And you know, just live your life.
Live your life. Thanks for listening. As ever, you are absolute gems. You keep us going during the week. And also the weekends.
And we keep you going. We keep you going.